What's up, Radiant Icons, and welcome back to Dare to Be Iconic, the podcast made for icons who are daring to be themselves. I'm your host, Amanda Policelli, and for today's tea time sesh, we are spilling the tea on why you are exactly where you are meant to be, because you are not late, Radiant Icon. No. You are becoming. Today's tea time sesh is all about that pressure of falling behind, whether that's in love, in success, career, healing, whatever it is. We are diving into that pressure. We are dissecting it, and we are learning how to trust that our timing is divine. It is not delayed. But before we get into all of that piping hot tea, make sure to connect with me on socials, on Instagram and TikTok. It's at Amanda Policelli _ and at Dare to Be Iconic _. And if you're on LinkedIn, Radiant Icons, you already know what I'm going to say because I love me some LinkedIn. Make sure to connect with me on there. It's Amanda Policelli. All of my socials will be linked in the show notes below. And also, Radiant Icons, while you're in the show notes connecting with me on socials, make sure to check out our 2 years, one iconic celebration order form. As you know, Dare to Be Iconic just celebrated its second birthday. And as we go into year three, we need to celebrate. So we're celebrating all month long here at Dare to Be Iconic because you know we love an iconic celebration. And well, we are having an exclusive sale that you could only find at Dare to Be Iconic. And all the information regarding that exclusive sale, which is a merch piece of your choosing from the Radiant Rain collection and our breakup journal, they are paired together for an exclusive bundle price. You can find all that information in the show notes below for our 2 years, one iconic celebration. Now that we have done our housekeeping here at Dare to Be Iconic, let's get to the tea, shall we? Let's spill some piping hot tea on why you are exactly where you are meant to be, because you are not late. You are what? You are becoming, Radiant Icon. So are you ready for your tea time sesh? Because it's starting now. So we're going to shake things up a little bit for this tea time sesh. I mean, why not? It's a new season. It's a new energy. And well, it's just iconic. But anyway, as we dive into this tea time sesh, right, and dissect that feeling of falling behind in whatever area of life it is, I challenge you to think of this prompt. When was the last time you told yourself that you were behind? And what did you feel like you should have already done? And when I think of this prompt, Radiant Icons, I think of a couple months ago, actually, not even a couple months ago, a month ago exactly, on a random Wednesday night, getting drinks with one of my really good girlfriends. And that was the last time I told myself that I was behind. Now, what did I feel like I should have already done by then? Well, it's not going to be a shocker here that I'm going to say this, but oh well, here we go. Here goes nothing. I feel like I'm behind in love. The honest truth, I'm 26 years old. I'll be 27 on December 19th of this year. And I've never been in love. And I feel like I should have already done that already. I should have already been in love by now. I feel behind in the love department. For me, that's a big insecurity that I am battling and that I am dealing with. Because I look around, even when I was in my previous relationship, right? I would look around at all my girlfriends and they would have experiences in dating or in love in general. And I don't have that. When I was dating my past partner, right? Everything was very new for me. There were a lot of new feelings coming up and there were a lot of new experiences. Everything was just new, right? Because I was so inexperienced in the dating department. And when I came out of that relationship, heartbreak was the only thing that was familiar to me, if I'm being honest, because if there's one thing that I know I can confidently do in life, is turn my pain into power. And heartbreak was a comfortable feeling for me, if I'm being honest, because I've already dealt with that before. I already knew what to expect. But this other feeling outside of heartbreak, this feeling of just looking around and being like, oh my God, did I miss my moment? Did I miss my moment to fall in love because I was too scared to do it after the letter in the box, right? I was too scared to put myself out there romantically and get hurt again. That's why I waited 3 years. And then when I finally did it, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go for it. I'm just going to put my heart on the line and then have it blow up in my face. I was like, oh, wow. I really am behind in this department because I don't know what to expect. I don't know what to do when these things come up. And I know a lot of people say, oh, relationships are so unique and you have to figure them out and this and that. Like, everyone's different. I get that. I understand that. However, that doesn't negate the feeling that I still feel like I'm falling behind in love. I am 26 years old and I've never been in love. I've never had a happy, truly happy experience with this concept of love. All I've ever had is pain. All I've ever had is brokenness. All I've ever had is just shit, if I'm being honest. I have been so unlucky in romantic love. But I am so lucky in platonic love and familial love. And like, maybe that's enough, but part of me still thinks like, damn, Amanda, you really don't know what the hell you're doing. You really are behind in this concept of what love is and how to experience it and all these other things that are mixed up in it. And so when I think back of that prompt, Radiant Icons, for me, that's what I struggle with. For me, that's what I think of, oh, I should have already been in love by now, right? I should have already had those experiences, but I don't. And then I go deeper into the, oh, well, shit, did I miss my moment because I was too scared? Because I was too scared to get hurt again? I closed myself off to the possibility of falling in love. That's why I waited 3 years and didn't do anything about it. And then for this breakup to happen, I just feel like an idiot. And it puts me back to that place of, holy shit, I really am just behind. I look around at everyone, whether it's on social media or one of my, you know, not even one of my, a lot of my friends are in happy, healthy relationships. And I keep thinking, huh, when is it going to be my turn? When is it going to be my turn? Because I have the career. I have the career that I want. I have the success that I've only dreamed of, right? It's my reality now. But love? For me, that's the pressure where I feel like, oh my God, I am behind. And I have to remind myself that everyone's timeline is different. We could be on the same chapter, right? We can both be on chapter 26 of our lives. But my chapter 26 and your chapter 26 are going to look completely different. Because we both are on completely different paths on where we are supposed to be at to become the versions of ourselves that we are meant to be. And so when I think of, oh, I should have been there already, or oh, I should have done that, or oh, I should have done la, 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 like all those little things that love to tell me that, oh, you're just not there. You're just not there, Amanda. When all those voices come flooding in, right? I have to remind myself that all of our timelines are going to look completely different. And every detour in life is leading us to exactly where we are meant to be. And sometimes, yeah, it does feel like, oh, I'm a little bit late to the party. Why did no one tell me it started at 9 o'clock and I'm here at 11, right? Why do I feel like I'm late? But the truth is, you're not. You're not late. You just aren't supposed to be experiencing that emotion, that feeling, or that experience, right? That adventure at that point in your life. For me, chapter 26 of my life, I was not meant to be in a relationship. I mean, clearly, right? Because it ended. And I also think this, when things are not meant to be in your life and you're in them, right? So case in point, my prior relationship. I thought, oh, this is the perfect time for me to be in a relationship, right? And I tried my all, and well, things didn't work out. I mean, we all know they didn't work out, right? I mean, we have a whole new era because of it. But that was the universe telling me that this relationship is not where you're supposed to be in your life. It's not supposed to be in your path right now. So we're going to create a detour, right? We're going to have you break up. We're going to have that relationship no longer exist so that you can get back on the path of where you were supposed to be. So you can become the Amanda that you are supposed to become. The universe is going to figure out ways to literally break, take away, rip away from you, however you want to phrase it, what is not supposed to be in your path or in your life for that specific chapter. That's why you're going to feel friction and you're going to feel resistance when it doesn't feel right because it's not meant for you. And that's also a tough pill to swallow because, like, damn, I thought it was the right thing, right? That's why I made the decision to have him be my boyfriend. That's why I made the decision to be in that relationship with him because I thought for myself that was the right thing to do for this chapter of my life. But the universe had other plans for me and said, hell no, girl, we're getting you out of it. And that's why we broke up. I mean, there was a lot of other reasons why we broke up, as we all know from the previous episodes. But that was the universe telling me that this relationship is not meant to be in my path or in my life, especially in this chapter. In this chapter of my life, I had to take the detour of going on that relationship and get broken up with to then become this Amanda that is free, that is liberated, that is empowered, that is finding joy and giving herself permission to live. Because I would have never gotten to this Amanda that you are hearing right now, or if you're on YouTube, hello, hi, how are you? The Amanda that you are seeing right here on your screen. That Amanda would not be existent if I didn't go into that relationship and have that detour happen to realign me to where I'm supposed to go. And that's the exact same thing I'm going to tell you guys. Even when we feel behind, even when we feel like, oh, we missed our moment, and even when we're in the things that we think are right, the universe knows exactly where we are meant to be. And if it is not meant for you, it's going to make sure you are not in it, right? And then going back to the, oh, I feel like I should be X, Y, and Z, la, la, la. I challenge you to do this when you are feeling behind Radiant Icons because I have started doing it and it has been so beneficial. I challenge you to think of this. How can you hold gratitude for the season of life that you are in, even if it's not the one you imagined? I never thought at 26 years old, I would have gotten into my first relationship after being single for so long, and then for it to only end within a 3-month period. And then after that, have this rebirth of who I am now. I would have never imagined that the version of Amanda that I am today would have happened because I was in a relationship and got broken up with. I would have never imagined that. If you would have told me January of 2025, Amanda, that, hey, by the way, you're going to get into a relationship and it's only going to last 3 months and you're going to break up and then you're going to create a whole new era, I would have been like, huh? I would have been like, what? I've been like, please don't give that to me. I say, universe, do not give that to me. Give that to someone else, right? I would have said that. But, I need to learn how to accept the gratitude for the season that I'm in right now. And the truth is, I am in the heartbreak rebuilding myself stage or season of my life. I need to hold gratitude for that and understand that falling in love or even the idea of being in love with someone else, that romantic love, is not meant for me right now. Because I am supposed to be on this path of truly learning who Amanda is in this new era of freedom. In this new era where she's giving herself permission to live her life. I cannot do that with someone attached to me, right? I can't do that with a partner. I just can't. I don't think that's in my DNA. I think I have to be independent right now. I have to learn or enjoy, right? How to be in my own presence again. Going back to the season 3 premiere, Radiant Icons, just last week, Solo Not Lonely, how to be your own best friend. I have to learn how to be my own best friend in this stage of life because I've never done that before. That is the season that I'm in and that is the gratitude that I'm holding. I am learning and enjoying how to be in my own presence. I'm learning how solitude truly can be empowering. And I'm learning that love right now, romantic love, is just not in the cards for me. And that is okay. maybe I'm meant to just talk to a couple of guys, have a little roster of fans, and just learn what I do and don't like. Because before my ex-boyfriend, I never dated. I didn't know what the hell I wanted, you know? And I talked to him. I thought, oh, he's a great guy, like this and that, blah, blah, blah. And then we got into a relationship. Maybe I'm in this stage of my life, this season of my life, to now do what I didn't do before I went into that relationship and truly learn what I want and what I need. Because I just went through that, right? I just went through a relationship where I learned a lot about myself, and thank you, good riddance, you're out of my life. But now I can take that and build on this list while I get to know other people, while also getting to know myself and my independence. Maybe that's what I hold gratitude for. And maybe that's the realization I'm having right here, right now on this mic, yapping to you all about my life. Maybe that's it. And I think it is. And so I challenge you, when you have this overwhelming feeling that you are behind in life and that, oh, maybe I missed my moment. There is no such thing as feeling as if you missed your moment, because every moment in your life is detailed perfectly to you on the timeline that you are meant to be on. There is no such thing as falling behind, because you are never falling behind on the path that is meant for you. You are never late to the party of your life. You just aren't, okay? You are the party, point blank and period. So I challenge you, Radiant Icons, to think of the gratitude in these in-between stages of life that are messy, that are weird, and you know what? Are necessary, because it's the in-between in the becoming stages of who we are meant to be that are the most powerful. So lean into it and be grateful. Find what you are grateful for in the season of your life, even if it is not one that you imagined. And I also want to mention, Radiant Icons, that becoming isn't perfect, right? Becoming isn't glamorous. In fact, it's the exact opposite. It's messy and it's chaos, and it's those often unseen moments. You are actively figuring out who you are meant to become. And that shit isn't pretty. That shit, honestly, is mostly dark and heavy and emotional, and there's going to be tears, and, you know, there's going to be times where you choose to start again, and there's going to be times where, you know what, maybe it is happy. Maybe there are some rainbow and sunshines, but you know what? It's not always like that. It's really not. In this stage of becoming, for me personally, I can tell you firsthand, I have cried so much. And I know it probably doesn't seem like it when I'm on this podcast yapping about my life, or maybe through my social content. And, you know, I take great pride in finding a silver lining and a lesson in every aspect of my life. I take immense pride in that. And, you know, the way I've been able to work on my mindset to think in a positive manner. However, I have been struggling. I am very, very hurt, but I know I have to feel every emotion, especially the not so pretty ones. I have to allow myself to feel it in order to become who I am meant to be. And well, if I just have to cry every single day like I have been, well, then so be it. That's what I have to do. That's what I have to do in order to become the Amanda that I am meant to become, Radiant Icons. And I don't want you to feel like that's like wrong or like shameful or embarrassing, because honestly, for a while I've been figuring out, you know, this new era of my life, there have been times where I feel embarrassed and I feel shameful for these feelings of falling behind and maybe not, you know, living up to these certain timelines or milestones that society has set upon us, especially women. Because, you know, women, we always, you know, they always want us to have babies and get married early on. And especially if you're in a Hispanic household, then you know what I'm talking about, okay? You already know I'm half Cuban, half Italian. You already know that my mom wants me to have babies and get married. And she wanted me to have that like 3 years ago. 3 years ago, Radiant Icons. I mean, she's still asking. But anyway, the point is, right? It's those pressures, right, to adhered to the timelines and the societal pressures that are put upon us, especially as women. Like, and sometimes they're just not meant for you. And I just don't think that, not as I don't think, I know that I'm not meant to get married anytime soon, and I'm not meant to have children anytime soon. I don't even know if I want children. And you know what? That's okay. But society is going to tell me, no, that's not okay. You should be a mom. I don't think so. I don't think that's meant for me in my path, at least right now. I don't think it's meant for me, right? And that's okay. It's okay to not know. It's okay to be emotional. It's okay to experience these emotions of shame and embarrassment and like, oh my God, like just being lost. Like, it's okay. This process of becoming is messy. It's not glamorous, and it's okay. And I challenge you to remind yourself of this when you're in the thick of this becoming, right? I challenge you to remember that you are not late, Radiant Icon. You are layered, and you still are unfolding. All right, Radiant Icons, I told you I was shaking things up here today on Dare to Be Iconic for our tea time sesh. And instead of doing our beloved hotline, don't worry, I'll be here next week. This week, I decided to bring back one of the favorites because you guys ate this up, especially if you were in my Daring to Be Confident masterclass. Then you already know what I'm talking about, most likely. It is a guided meditation because I am a firm believer that visualization and manifestation are some of the most powerful tools. And while you're in this stage of becoming and letting go of that pressure or that feeling of falling behind, you need to learn how to trust your voice. And the best way to do that is to visualize it. You need to visualize how to trust your voice. So get comfy, close your eyes. If you are driving and walking, do not close your eyes. Just get comfy, get into the mood because we're doing a guided meditation. In 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath in. Feel yourself soften into the truth that you are not behind. Picture your journey as a timeline. But instead of a straight line, it's a spiral. You keep returning to lessons, but each time at a higher level. Say to yourself, I am not late. I am becoming. Every pause is preparation. I am exactly where I am meant to be. Inhale, faith. Exhale, comparison. Let your heart whisper, my timing is my protection. When you're ready, come back to this moment. Ground it, grateful, becoming. Okay, Radiant Icons, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. As you know, we are in our Radiant Reign era. And for me in this era, I've been finding little things that make me feel powerful, that make me feel sexy, that make me feel unapologetically me. And one of those is my iconic signature scent. I have crafted mine with Oaksha. I do Sinful layered with That Girl Vanilla, and it is delectable, it is sinful, and it is sexy, if I say so myself. Every spritz just feels like confidence bottled up. It is my reminder that I am evolving for myself, not anyone's dusty ass son. And you can have that too, Radiant Icons. Make sure to build your own fragrance through Oaksha. Use the discount code linked in the show notes below to save yourself some cash because icons do not follow trends. We set the standard. All right, Radiant Icons, that is your tea time sesh for today. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe, to leave a rating, a review, to tell your friends about us, to tell everyone and anyone because you know we love more Radiant Icons in our iconic community of ours. I will never get tired of saying that, Radiant Icons. But anyway, let's chat about next week's tea time sesh because I know I am excited, and I know my interns are excited, which means you all, my lovely, lovely, lovely Radiant Icons, will also be excited. So as I mentioned maybe a little bit earlier on in today's Tea Time Sesh, that I may have a little roster of fans who just, like, love and adore me, you know, and all these men are just in love with me. They're like, oh, you're so obsessed with me. That's the truth, because as soon as I became single, I had men flying out of the woodwork telling me they loved me. And well, that's what we're chatting about next week. We are spilling the tea on dating dilemmas and why I am so over crushing on potential. Because Kesha, she loves to fall in love with a red flag. And you know what? I love crushing over potential, and I think that's my personal red flag. So next week is gonna be a fun one. I'll talk to you guys next week then. I can't wait. I truly can't wait, y'all. It's gonna be so good. You guys are gonna be fed. And well, welcome to my life. All right, greetings, icons. I'll chat with y'all next week. Remember, dare to be iconic. Bye.